From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. On Tuesday, President Barack Obama delivered his final address to the UN General Assembly, reviewing the progress made during his presidency, but he said he also believes progress is threatened by the rise of religious fundamentalism, aggressive nationalism, and crude populism.
Each of us, as leaders, each nation, can choose to reject those who appeal to our worst impulses and embrace those who appeal to our best. For we have shown that we can choose a better history.
Also in New York, Obama spoke at the Refugee Summit. The president said the worst global refugee crisis since World War II is first and foremost a test of the international community's ability to stop conflicts and of our core values.
To slam the door in the face of these families would betray our deepest values. It would deny our own heritage as nations, including the United States of America, that have been built by immigrants and refugees. And it would be to ignore a teaching at the heart of so many faiths, that we do unto others as we would have them do unto us.
Earlier Tuesday, the White House announced that 51 private U.S. companies have pledged to invest, donate, and raise $650 million to help refugees around the world. Meanwhile, within earshot of the U.N. is the site where peaceful demonstrations are held during the General Assembly. At this week's U.N. session, Iranian Americans marked the anniversary of the 1988 mass execution of 30,000 political prisoners. This is VOA. Federal prosecutors late Tuesday charged Aman Khan Rouhani with setting off a bomb in New York City last Saturday that wounded 29 people. He faces four counts of using weapons of mass destruction and attacking a public place. Rouhani was already charged with five counts of attempted murder stemming from a shootout with police just before he was shot and arrested Monday in New Jersey. Rouhani is a 28-year-old U.S. citizen born in Afghanistan. The FBI is investigating whether he has any overseas terrorist ties. Investigators say he was carrying a notebook filled with extremist ramblings when he was arrested. The United States is holding Russia responsible for an attack on a humanitarian convoy in northern Syria that killed 20 civilians and an official of the Syrian Red Crescent Society. The deadly airstrike west of Aleppo on Monday also destroyed 100 tons of desperately needed food and medicine. Moscow and Damascus deny they were involved in the attack. UN humanitarian officials temporarily suspended all such relief efforts in Syria, while diplomats in New York try to salvage a tattered ceasefire. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump and Democratic rival Hillary Clinton attacked each other on Tuesday as unfit to carry the U.S. fight to defeat Islamic State jihadists. Trump, a brash real estate mogul seeking his first elected office, claimed Clinton, quote, demonstrates a level of ignorance about the terror threat that is disqualifying for a person seeking the presidency. Clinton, a former senator and secretary of state looking to become the country's first female president, alleged on Monday that Trump's anti-Muslim rhetoric has made him, quote, a recruiting sergeant for the terrorists. Adding to the fray, one of the candidate's sons, Donald Trump Jr., also drew a big response on Monday with a picture he posted on Twitter comparing Syrian refugees to Skittles candy, with a text reading, if I had a bowl of Skittles and told you just three would kill you, would you take a handful? Skittles maker Wrigley issued a statement rebuffing the younger Trump. Skittles are candy, the statement read. Refugees are people. We don't feel it's an appropriate analogy. Pope Francis met Tuesday with religious leaders from around the world in Assisi, Italy, where he condemned increasingly prevalent religious violence. Francis told the leaders from several religions that there is no god of war and that it's important that they tell their followers to pray for peace. The Pope arrived in Assisi Tuesday morning for the World Day of Prayer event and was scheduled to eat lunch with 10 war victims before meeting one-on-one with Muslim, Jewish, and Buddhist leaders later in the day. From Washington, I'm Steve Karish.
That's the latest world news from VOA.